And a good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Today's date is January 29th, 2013. And it's a very foggy day today here. And the temperature right now, according to what my computer says, it's about 5 degrees or 41 Fahrenheit. And I haven't really done too much. Just planning. I was at the CNIB this morning, which is the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, the local office here in town, which shares the office with the March of Dimes. And I went for just basically updating things, seeing what I needed, where I was. It was going to be a low vision assessment, but I'd already didn't actually do much low vision. I just looked at a couple things. And I arranged for my ADP assessment with assistive devices. And I'm scheduled to go on the January 12th at February 12th at 2 p.m. in Hamilton. And I'm not sure if I'm going to get the Red Cross to give me a ride there or just go to the bus. Because the teacher, the CNIB no longer offers volunteer drivers. They used to have volunteer drivers, but I guess with costs and all, that is no longer feasible. So, but anyway, I went out this morning. It was cloudy and it rained, and it was doing so when I came back. And I had come back, and it was really raining. I was on Church Street, which not far from Queenston Street, which they merge into it. And it was near the Delta Bingo. So that's what's been going on with me. Not really a whole heck of a lot. But I'm just asking for all of you who believe in prayer to pray for my wife, Delma, because she has, out of her apartment right now, she's had some situations that she wasn't kicked out of her apartment, but things were going on, and she was just aggravating. And the last thing that really was the icing on the cake was this past Friday they were going to come in and spray. Because the whole complex had bed bugs, and there was a sheet of paper being brought around for people were asked to move stuff away from the walls at least 2 feet, and any items to be moved from items like in drawers and closets and stuff that they felt that pest control, whoever was doing it, felt was might be potentially be infested with bed bugs would be disposed of. And disposed of in such a way that it would ensure that no one else comes and gets the items removed, be it family members or the individuals would return to collect the items again, which is an invasion of privacy, because these are personal effects. One thing, if they were told to dispose of the items that they had to be disposed of and let the people do it themselves if need be, it is not right for pest control to be doing that kind of thing. And because about a week ago on Tuesday, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday, as the maintenance man in their apartment and another person probably from a pest control came in and did a search. They didn't say what they were looking for. They just looked through everything and opened drawers and took the bedding off the beds and it was a throw blanket over the couch and something in a chair. All these were Delma's personal effects, and were hers that she'd brought in. And then to be told Friday that anything would have that might have had potential to infest bed bugs would be removed, which is totally wrong. So Delma, out of desperation, moved out of that apartment. Anyway, so now she needs to find someplace else to live. She's at a place with her brothers, and make a long story short, it's not going good. So if you could please pray for her to find a spot, to find her own place, would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Because she needs her own place, wherever that may be, in Heflin or someplace else. So that's the story on that. So if you folks could please pray for her. And that's, you know, for those of you who are Christian and believe. And so, at any rate, with that said, I'm going to close this off. And I know I'm wishing I could really do something about that. But at any rate, that's enough said for now. So I'm going to close this thing up here. Time's running short, and I will be back and see everybody, talk to everyone next Audioboo. Have a blessed day, everybody. Take care.